ديال بيك براذرز. سيستر الاسلام
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله
وبركاته. صلى الله عليه وسلم يسيد تركتكم على المحجه البيضاء. I left you with a clear evidence. And the deen has been completed. Deen has completed. The Prophet, he died and he left nothing short. He completed the religion. Allah sent that in a surah. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Have perfected your religion. Allah said that. وأتممت عليكم نعمتي. And I favored my ni'mah upon you. My favored upon you. ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. And I accepted Islam to be your religion. لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. Nobody actually لا يزوغ عن nobody. If anybody chosen something another way, it will be destroyed. The deen is completed already. The Prophet ﷺ, before he left this life, Allah completed the deen. We are not authorized to bring something new. One exactly as I told you yesterday, one of the brother, he started to raise his voice. And the masjid was so crowded yesterday. Sheikh Muhammad, I believe he was with us yesterday. He wasn't with us. Subhanallah. And he argued about this. He said, he arguing about this material. I said, ya akhi, we are not here as scholars. We are actually, we are not ulama. My job actually working very hard to bring every single evidence from the Quran and Sunnah, because our school in Masjid Manhattan built in evidence. In exactly, it's very few if you go and find any masjid, bring this material and teach it to the people. The imam sit down and whatever he say, without give them the dalil. No, but here, exactly our school all the time is built in evidence. And here is the evidence from the book of Allah and Sunnah Rasulullah and the word of the ulama, the authorized ulama, not anyone. سبحان الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Yesterday he told me I have evidence also from our scholar that the Prophet told us and commanded us to celebrate this night. I told him, can you give it to me? I need to learn. والله I need to learn like you. Can you give it to me? If you give it to me and you have evidence, I will kiss your foot and I will kiss your head because you teach me something I was ignorant with it. Give me the evidence and the dalil. And I told him $1,000 from my bank account. $1,000. If you bring me, and I am sure you are not going, because I'm not going to lose the $1,000. And I'm sure, he said he left and he said, I'm going to bring the evidence. The evidence here, which I give you actually with Sheikh Kiba here. That's what he said exactly. That let's we read it first before the before actually we go for this, inshallah ta'ala, to show you the hadith which they build on it. The two hadith are the same thing, same thing, inshallah ta'ala. عن أبي موسى الأشعري عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى ليطلع في ليلة النصف من شعبان فيغفر لجميع خلقه إلا لمشرك أو مشاحن رواه أحمد عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص وفي روايته إلا اثنين مشاحن وقاتل نفسه.
Abu Musa al-Ash'ari reported God's messenger saying, God Most High looks down on the middle of night of Shaban and forgives all his creatures, except a polytheist or one who is hostile. Ibn Majah transmitted it, and Ahmad transmitted it from Abdullah bin Amr bin al-As. His version has except two, one who is hostile and a murderer.
What is that? What the Imam said exactly, da'if? He looked at the hadith, he signed this, da'if. And you have the other da'if in the first. In first one, exactly, is da'if, weak.
Yes.
Weak. And weak meaning, what is the meaning of weak of the hadith? Weak of the hadith, that's mean the one who transferred this hadith from the Sahaba. Because the Sahaba, they never lie. They transfer the word by word from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But later on, a chain of group of the follower, they transferred the hadith wrongly. They did not have any evidence. It's come from the Sahaba. So we don't know exactly the sources. The sources for that, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, The one who narrated the chain, Abdullah ibn Luhay'a. When you hear this name in the hadith, he is the mudallis. He is the liar in the hadith. But the people, they took it and they love it. They love it too much and they talk it because, oh, Allah, he forgive the whole ummah. Subhanallah. Except that two people actually were at the hadith and mentioned it. You have it in the big page too. I put it number one. The second hadith is the same thing here. Dar al-Salam, same thing. Dar al-Salam, da'if, call it da'if. If you see Dar al-Salam, the one who transferred all the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and al-Imam al-Albani and the group, that chain of ulama, they say this authentic or not authentic. Not me, wallahi. This is the hadith, read it by English, the same thing here. The second one.
It was narrated from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah looks down on the night of the middle of Shaban and forgives all his creation, apart from the idolater and the mushahin.
Yeah.
And there's a chain from Abu Musa from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with similar wording.
Yeah.
Mushahana,
that's mean actually when the two brothers they arguing each other in faults. That is the one actually. The people actually does it. But the hadith in general are da'if. What the chain? They say what? Here? What's
yeah.
it here?
Yeah, it says graded as da'if.
Da'if it's mean no evidence for it. We cannot take. Some of the scholars you say you could take the da'if hadith also. In Fada'il al-A'mal. That's why the book of Fada'il al-A'mal, the best of the deeds, which exactly made it by the Indian in the reporter, most of the hadiths are in this book are between fabrication, between da'if, and we cannot trust this book at all. Some of the people actually they took it and they seriously they refuse al-Bukhari, but they take this book. Wa la hawla la quwwata illa billah. Let we see what Sheikh Ibn Baz said about this. Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great and the top scholars in the earth, became famous all over the world. Rahmatullahi, he was a blind man, the Mufti of Saudi Arabia, but considered from one of the top ulama. The ulama depend on him. The scholar depend on him in his fatawa. MashaAllah, taqwa. Let's see what he said about this evidence. It's not Sheikh Mustafa, remember. وقال العلامة الشيخ ابن باز الاحتفال بليلة النصف من شعبان بالصلاة أو غيرها وتخصيص يومها بالصيام بدعة منكرة عند أكثر أهل العلم وليس له أصل في الشرع مطهر بل هو مما حدث في الإسلام بعد عصر الصحابة رضي الله عنهم ويكفي طالب الحق في هذا الباب وغيره قول الله عز وجل واليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وما جاء في معناها من الآيات وقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أما إذا صام الإنسان ثلاثة أيام البيض من شهر شعبان 13, 14, 15 from every Arabic or Islamic calendar فإن هذا لا بأس به لأنه يسن للإنسان أن يصوم من كل شهر ثلاثة أيام والأفضل يجعلها هذه الأيام الثلاثة right and then قال صوم ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر صوم الظهر كله give me that English إن شاء الله
the scholar Sheikh Ibn Baz said celebrating the night of the middle of Shaban with prayer or something else and devoting its day to fasting is a reprehensible heresy according to most scholars.
What does that mean, Ashikiba? What does that mean? It's not me. It's not me that like the brother yesterday attacked me in the night. It's not me, wallahi. This is actually the word of the ulama. This is meaning bid'ah. Bid'ah innovation. Newly things came to Islam after the generation of the Sahaba. Go ahead.
And it has no basis in the pre-Sharia. Rather, it is something that happened in Islam after the era of the companions. May God be pleased with them. And it is sufficient for the sake of the truth in this and other matters, the same of God Almighty. Today, I have perfected for you your religion and the verses mentioned in its meaning. But if a person fasts the three white days of the month of Shaban, which are the 13th day, the 14th day, and the 15th day, then there's nothing wrong with him because it is sooner for a person to fast 3 days of each month and it is better to do them on these 3 days, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. It has been authentically reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and that he said, fasting 3 days of each month is fasting for an entire lifetime.
Thank you. So what we have to do, you have the French and you have Bengali language. French and Bengali, we don't have time for that, but you can read it by yourself from Mustafa. Exactly, you have the French, exactly, if you don't understand the hadith. So what we need to know to say here, according to Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he said exactly, it depends how is your intention. Because the first hadith exactly mentioned it in al-Bukhari wa Muslim and all the book, innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Everything upon your niyyah, your intention. So you want to fast 13, 14, 15 in Sha'ban, that's fine, perfect. This is sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you specified and you said only 15 of Sha'ban, the night of Sha'ban, the day of the 15, to fast that day and to specify and celebrate about it, that's going to be bid'ah, innovation. And people, they thought when they go to the masjid, they gather themselves in the masjid, they exactly do something great for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, you never know. Maybe you spend all your time, exactly all your time, all your nights, and you get nothing, zero. And look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about that. Rubba sa'im. Sa'im. Perhaps there is the one who fasting Ramadan. La yanalu min siyamihi. He got nothing from his siyam, except to be thirsty and hungry. Right or not? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that. Except to be hungry and thirsty. That's all. So you thought that you're doing something great. La ya akhi. You have to follow the command of the Prophet ﷺ. You have to follow the chain of the Sahaba. Not to bring something newly, which is the ulama disagreed about it. That's actually what we need to mention, inshallah ta'ala. Let's move forward to the last one, inshallah, a more bid'ah in the month of Sha'ban. Which you take number two in page number two. Which you take number two. عبادات مبتدعة وأحاديث مقترعة. والبدع التي أحدثها الناس في شعبان متنوعة لكن يجمعها أمران عبادات مبتدعة وأحاديث مقترعة أولها بدعة الصلاة الألفية وهي صلاة مقترعة تصلى ليلة النصف من شعبان سميت بالألفية لقراءة سورة الإخلاص فيها ألف مرة لأنها مئة ركعة يقرأ في كل ركعة سورة الإخلاص عشر مرات وضعوا في ذلك حديثا عن علي رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يا علي من صلى مئة ركعة في ليلة النصف يقرأ في كل ركعة بفاتحة الكتاب وقل والله أحد وقل والله أحد عشر مرات إلى أن قال ما من عبد يصلي هذه الصلوات إلا قضى الله عز وجل كل حاجة طلبها تلك الليلة إلى آخر الحديث وهو طويل وفيه غرائب وهذا الحديث اتفق العلماء على أنه موضوع مكذوب عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كذب موضوع وأن هذه الصلاة باطلة هذه الصلاة قال الإمام أحمد هذا باطل موضوع وقال ابن الجوزي في كتابه الموضوعات 229 هذا حديث لا نشك أنه موضوع وقال العلامة الشوكاني في الفوائد المجموعة هو موضوع الصلاتان بدعتان منكرتان قبيحتان ولا يقتر بذكرهما في كتاب قوت القلوب وإحياء علام الدين ولا بالحديث المذكور في إمام فإن ذلك كله باطل. Give me the translation يا أخي. I need to feel comfortable.
The innovations that people introduce in Shaban are diverse, but they are united by two things: innovative acts of worship and invented hadith. The first, the millennium heresy of prayer. It is an invented prayer that is prayed on the night of the middle of Sha'ban. It is called the Alfiya, in which Surah Al-Ikhlas is recited 1,000 times because it is 100 rak'ah. In each rak'ah, Surah Al-Ikhlas is recited 10 times. In this regard, they included a hadith on the authority of Ali, may God be pleased with him, on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That he said, O Ali, whoever prays...
That is the hadith which they created. And this hadith is exactly mentioned in Fadail al-A'mal. This hadith is mentioned in the book of Fadail al-A'mal, which they take it as a evidence better than Bukhari. Go ahead, Fadil.
O Ali, whoever prays 100 rak'ahs on the night of the middle of the night, reciting each rak'ah, the Fatiha of the book, and say, is God 11 times, until he said, there is no servant who prays these prayers, except that God Almighty fulfilled for him every need he asked for that night. until the end of the hadith, which is long and contains articles. This hadith is agreed upon by scholars that it is fabricated. And
it's what, Yaqi?
It is fabricated and a lie about the Prophet.
Remember, I don't translate this. I just mentioned exactly, Kabi this, Kabi, Kabi base. I don't create this translation. That's from the ulama. Yes, go ahead.
This hadith agreed upon by scholars that it is fabricated and the lie about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this prayer is invalid. Imam Ahmad say this is false and fabricated. Ibn al-Jawzi said in his book Al-Mawdu'a under the reference 2/129, this is a hadith that we do not doubt is fabricated. And the scholar Al-Shawkani said in Al-Fawa'id Al-Jumu'a, it is fabricated. Ibn al-Jawzi said in his book Al-Mawdu'a, under the same reference 2/129. This is a hadith that we do not doubt is fabricated. I guess it's a repetition. And the scholar Al-Shawni say it's fabricated. Yeah, those two sentences are just a repeat.
طيب. Could you imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He prayed 100 rak'ah in one night. What is the maximum salah in Ramadan? Ramadan to pray in the Taraweeh in Ramadan.
Eight. And then suffer with
it. And so exactly, we don't find and we don't have any problem with 20 rak'ah.
No.
We don't have any problem, subhanAllah. So if exactly which one in Ramadan or Sha'ban? In blessing, in more reward, Ramadan or Sha'ban?
Ramadan.
So if the maximum salah in Ramadan is 20 rak'ah, let's we say 20 rak'ah.
Yeah.
And we ended with a witr 3 rak'ah.
Yeah.
So Sha'ban to pray to pray 100 rak'ah, and every rak'ah you recite Fatiha and you recite Qul Huwa Allah Ahad 10 times. So if we pray 100 rak'ah, how many Qul Huwa Allah Ahad we're gonna say?
1,000.
Did you ever hear that the Prophet he recite Qul Huwa Allah Ahad Surah Al-Ikhlas 1,000 times? Ya akhi wallah, I'm gonna challenge you with any one of you to give you a time to recite Qul Huwa Allah Ahad 10 times only. You're going to make mistake, include myself. If you intended to recite Qul Huwa Allah Ahad 10 times, you're going to make mistake.
How do they even know they prayed it 100?
1,000 Qul Huwa Allah Ahad.
Back in the days long time ago, somebody gave it to me and I tried. Somehow in the middle, I lost count.
Yeah.
And I said, man, where am I? I lost count.
La ilaha illallah ya akhi wa la hawta illa billah al-azim ya rab. What we have to do with this kind of people, after the generation of Sahaba, there is certain people come, the Sufi system damaged all the Muslim yesterday. And when I mentioned, actually, the Sufi start in Egypt in 435 of Hijra. They came actually and they built this camp too, and they have a lot of fabrication, a lot of false hadiths among this hadith. Could you imagine you stay actually in the masjid in Ramadan? What is the maximum rak'ah you pray in Taraweeh? You pray 100 rak'ah here and 1,000 Qul Huwa Allah Ahad. This is fabricated. No evidence for that. Wala hawla la quwwata illa billah al-azim. That's why they stay the whole night in the masjid. You're going to find around the corner, exactly in every, they stay the whole night. And no matter what you explain, they intend. Sheikh Mustafa is what? Wahhabi. Do not follow him. Go for the next one, inshallah ta'ala. Fast, inshallah. Number 3. Salat sitt rak'at laylat al-nisf sha'ban. Some of them, they say actually, it's monthly. No, it's not 100 rak'ah. It's only 6 rak'ah in Sha'ban. Let's we see this. بنية دفع البلاء وطول العمر قال الإمام الغزالي وهذه الصلاة مشهورة في كتب المتأخرين من السيرة الصوفية التي لم أرى لها ولا لدعائها مستندا صحيحا من السنة إلا أنه من عمل المبتدعة انظر السنن والمبتدعات 145 وقد اخترع الناس صلوات ذات هيئات مختلفة كلها لا تشرع وهي بدع منكرة باطلة كما قال الأئمة
with the intention of warning of affliction and prolonging one's life. Imam Al-Ghazali said, this prayer is well known in the books of the late Sufi masters. I have not seen any authentic evidence for it or for its supplication for the Sunnah, except that it is the work of innovators. See Al-Sunan Wal Innovators, under the reference 145. People have invented prayers with different forms, all of which are not prescribed and are not reprehensible and invalid innovation, as the honorable imams said.
You bring six rak'ah to pray, instead 100 rak'ah, some of them, they are exactly safe, soft. Let's we make six rak'ah. There is no base. Not from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even. Okay, more than that, for before you leave, brother Yunus, inshallah. Number four, they believe the night of the middle of Sha'ban, it is exactly the Quran has been revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahi al-azim, here exactly, I'm going to prove it for you. They believe it exactly because they took one ayah and they give like a different interpretation. They say the Quran has been revealed to the Prophet in the middle of Sha'ban, the night of the middle of Sha'ban. Let's we see that this fast before you go, inshallah ta'ala. Number four. وقد زعم البعض أن ليلة النصف من شعبان هي ليلة مباركة. المقصود فيها قولات إن أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إن كنا منذرين فيها لا يفرق كل أمر حكيم. سورة الدخان الآية 3 and 4. قال الشقيري وهو باطل باتفاق المحققين والمحدثين. قال ابن كثير ومن قال إن الليلة المباركة في سورة الدخان هي ليلة النصف من شعبان فقرروا عن عقل فقد أبعد النجعة فإن نص القرآن إنها في رمضان. تفسير ابن كثير and the ayah سورة الدخان 44:3 إن أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إن كنا منذرين. تفضل.
Believing that the night of the middle of Shaban is the night of destiny. It is agreed upon that this is fabricated. Some have claimed that the night of the middle of Shaban is the blessed night intended in the Almighty, saying, indeed, we send it down during a blessed night. Indeed, we were to warn.
Give me Al-Tabari in the end.
Ibn Kathir and
Al-Qurtubi. Three scholars, Sheikh Kiba. Tabari, Ibn Kathir, and Al-Qurtubi.
They all responded to his claim, explained that the Quran stated that it is in Ramadan. Ibn Kathir said, whoever says that the best night in Surah Ad-Dukhan is the night of the middle of Shaban, as narrated on the authority of Ikrimah, then is far from finding belief, as the Quran states that it is in Ramadan. Interpretation of Ibn Kathir.
Hey, what we have to do with this? Last one, actually, going to be fear. Rajab, Shahr Allah, wa Sha'ban, Shahri, wa Ramadan, Shahri, Ummati. Fast, actually, and you can read it. You have the paper, you can save it for your community, inshallah ta'ala. The Rajab is, Allah said, Rajab is my month. And Sha'ban, exactly, Sha'ban is my, the Prophet is saying, Sha'ban is my month. And Ramadan, the month of Ummati. So, it's only Rajab, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Rajab, or the whole year is belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fabrication. You have actually the dalil there, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe we take it before we go for something else, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the ignorance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us barakah in this class, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among those who listen and obey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to granting all of us the knowledge to be saved from this life, from all this bid'ah, the innovation. إن شاء الله تعالى بارك الله فيكم جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
وبركاته.
يا الله ما الله سبحانه وتعالى. I received this exactly on my life in the imagination. People without respect, they attack you in the public, in the front of the people.
You know that if I were here, that would not happen.
Yes.
That guy.